Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it. Hey, Kelly. How's it going?
Going well, Jess. How are you doing?
Good. I have a lot of things I want to talk about today.
Yeah, we're in the full throes of spring, which is always, at least in Chicago, it's a time of like newness, new life, new beginnings.
I have an eye twitch.
It also is the time stressful. Of things get busier.
Yes. Again. Like we have Gabby turned 16 on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then she has a game that day. Dom has practice that day. The next day, Gabby has a game. I believe Gio has a game. And I just got a paper that says it's a spring concert. So he's been telling me verbally. Gio's one of those kids that's very aware of what's happening in the classroom and of dates. So he's been telling me April 5th spring concert. No email. Nothing on the school website. No idea. And then on Friday, March 29th. 7 days before the concert, we get a paper home. There's a spring concert. I don't think 7 days is an appropriate amount of time. So I'm just trying to figure out.
So it's not on a calendar or anything?
No. I would have to look at the school. They have a separate live calendar, but everything is supposed to be on the Cougar column. And it was not on the Cougar column.
Gotcha.
And I was thinking about emailing the one teacher, but I was just like, let's have 10 things one day. So it's just so many things at a time. So anyway, I've been trying really hard to take care of myself and take time. And very weirdly, I started napping last week, which maybe I'm dying whatever, but I'm not a napper. But anyway.
What kind of napper are you? Like a 20-minute power napper or like a 45 to an hour plus?
Last week, you were on spring break, so my calendar was clear. And I want to say I took like a 1 to 2 hour nap.
Oh, yay.
2 to 3 days in a row.
What is your body telling you?
I don't know. I think I diagnosed myself with chronic sinusitis, but I'm definitely like way better. So I don't know if it was that.
I had that for a long time too.
Yes. I've been working out a ton. Mm-hmm. I want to quit working out. I don't want to work out. I have days I don't care and don't want to do anything, but I still do it. And I definitely feel stronger and I'm noticing a big difference. I'm maybe like at 7 weeks.
Okay.
But I think it's important, even if you don't feel like it and you don't give it 100%, you do it anyway.
I agree. I've been doing the same. It is hard. It's like you get into these modes where you're like moving and chugging and you're having like a string of weeks that's great.
Yeah.
And then something happens and it's a week or 2 weeks go by and you just like completely lost your mojo for working out.
Yeah, she had burpees. Tell me your thoughts on this. You and I hate burpees. Okay.
I don't know who loves them, honestly. Burpees. I think people do them because they know they're good for you.
And she was like, but you know how you have different, you and I love deadlift. Some people hate deadlift, right? So anyway, whatever.
Fair enough.
It was like a hit. It's called a Tabata. I know I've heard that before. Okay, so it's rapid transitions. And it was like lift weights, jumping jacks. Lift weights, jumping up, like 4 rounds, then another set of four rounds. And there was mountain climbers in there, which honestly, I like mountain climbers.
Yeah, I don't mind
jumping
climbers
jacks,
either.
Don't hate.
Yeah.
Burpees, hate. And so I was like, I hate. And anyway.
The thing about burpees are, the reason why they're the world's greatest exercise and yet the world's worst is because regardless of how you modify, they still suck. There's no
I was trying to think of, I think a modification, correct me if I'm wrong, is just like jumping back and forth and standing up instead of jumping.
What about like squat thrusts? I think is when you, like the jumping, you a mountain climber, but you're just jumping in and out, perhaps.
Yeah.
And you stand up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I did.
Even that still sucks.
But I did it by the fourth round. And I don't know, people, sometimes I'm like, so my exercise on Saturday and today were the same. And sometimes, you know, when you have your headphones on and you're like working out in public and you don't think you're in public. And I was just like, mother effer, but not saying effer, Jesus Christ. like to myself, but out loud.
Do
the workout, do you know what's coming up? Look around and I'm like, are people like, what is this woman doing?
That's, again, to your point, no, that is, people are like, wow, she is working out really hard. That's really amazing.
Here's the thing. What did I want, Kelly? I wanted to be drenched in sweat. I was drenched in sweat. And even though I don't feel like it, I did it. And I had texted the trainer, like, I hate burpees. And then she was like, do you want me to remove them from your workouts? Or is it like a love-hate relationship? There's no love. It's like a hate-hate relationship. But like when I talked to Justin about it, he was like, that's why a person has a trainer, right? Because it's like they're going to make you do things you don't want to do. And so today it was just for 20 seconds times four. So it's 20 seconds. So I was just like telling myself, it's just 20. If she was having me do three sets of 45 seconds, I might be really pissed. But it was like 20. It was just rapid transition HIIT workout. So whatever. Anyway, so I'm still chugging along. Did you feel good for spring break? You were really working hard to feel
fit.
No,
I didn't. I didn't feel like I felt an ounce of difference in my body, which was frustrating. But I didn't have to worry about my clothes being too big.
One of the things I think about is it is very slow. And I do feel like I'm starting to feel changes in my body, like tighter in my arms and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But Justin and I have a good friend and he went to residency with her. And she did one of those. I don't know if you guys have those here, but we have gyms here where let's say it's like $500. But if you lose 20% of your body weight in 30 days, you get $200 back or something like that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Very intense. Also not necessarily like maintainable and sustainable, but whatever. So her boyfriend did it and got like super cut and won this contest. And she was posting, and I think that really inspired her, and she lost all this weight. And then now her, like, handle is, like, something fit doc and super into fitness. And this was, like, let's say 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking selfies of, like, her arm like this, right? She was taking a selfie like this. And she took it, like, every day, all the time. What is that pose? Uh-huh. Holding your bicep up. Mm-hmm. And if you looked, even though she lost... Kelly, maybe like 100 pounds. I don't know. And then she kept taking the selfie. And if you watch over a year, 2 years, her arm, more sculpted, smaller. So even though she already looked amazing, she kept sculpting it. She dumped the zero that she was with. It really inspired her, changed her life. She moved across the country and is now married, living her best life. She like traveled around the world with doctors. Wasn't literally Doctors Without Borders, but something like that. And so I think about that all the time of her putting in the time. And if obviously... It doesn't, if you and I would start doing that, taking pictures, same pose over and over and over and over, we would probably feel incredible if you looked over a 6 month time period versus clothes and weight. And I remember when I had a trainer and was in the best shape of my life before kids, nothing happened for 6 months. And then all of a sudden I dropped 15 pounds. And it was like, you've got to build that muscle. And then your body just burns calories.
It is very true. My girlfriend, Shauna, if she's listening, when we both started CrossFitting back in our 30s-ish, she got me going on it. And she told me it took 16 weeks before she really started to see a difference.
Yeah.
So in theory, I was really good for 2 months, 6 to 8 weeks. I'm really good and I'm expecting to see results. And so what we're saying is you got to push through that.
Yeah.
And I do feel great. I think when you are at that 6 to 8 week, you realize that you feel better. And when I say feel better, I don't know if I have more energy, but I just don't feel as blah.
We know I don't have more energy because I'm napping. But
the other thing though, and I don't know if you've noticed this, there are days when I really don't want to work out and I'm super tired and then I would just go for a walk or something and I feel energized. Like exercising energizes me.
Yeah, that's why I like a trainer because I won't let her down.
Yeah, you need some accountability.
So I will do the workout even though like today was fine. I just have to get back in my routine because the kids have 4 days off of school. But I've rarely been taking 2 days off of working out in a row. And I did take 2 days off in a row Sunday, Monday, because the kids didn't have school. So it's just getting back to that. But I think like I was having like a hip glute issue. I don't know what it was, but I found a perfect stretch for it. Doesn't hurt anymore.
Yeah, I was that's like, the in thing. Pain yeah.
a lot. Doesn't hurt
my
anymore.
Knees don't hurt going up and down the stairs. And then one of my other girlfriend was telling me, which I started doing, is I think even on those days you don't want to do any, I don't want to do anything. I started yesterday, ended up doing more of a workout, but to just do a stretching workout, like a 15-minute stretching, because I realized.
Is that
like,
what you did yesterday when yoga beeped up on my.
When yoga beeped up, and then I was going to do a Peloton ride, and my internet, it wasn't working, mostly because my kids were sucking it off with their video stuff. Yeah. So then I ended up doing something else. But I did the stretching. That was nice. Yeah. Like a quick yoga-y workout thing.
Totally.
And also, speaking of that, though, was YouTube. YouTube has a tremendous amount of resources of like workouts.
I love Yoga by Cassandra with a K. And she has a lot of 10 and 15 minute ones. So I think it's overwhelming if you see an hour one and you don't want to do a full hour.
Yeah, I think we did walk on the beach. We walked a mile on the beach, like three or four days that we were there on our vacation. Yeah. So that was good. I was going to go to the gym. What is it about the gym when you're on vacation? Why is nobody in there? It was beautiful. It was dark.
We did it on one of the cruises. I don't remember which cruise we went on, but when they were for Justin's work, they were really nice. It was like a celebrity cruise, right? So they were like really fancy cruises and the gym was like serious and they had like yoga instructors and stuff on it. But I remember one cruise I went into the gym one, maybe two times, and then I walk on the track. I think it is. Interesting.
My other nit I'll put on my review with our resort. They had activities, like wellness activities. One was paddleboard yoga in the pool. Sounds amazing. My friend and I, we both get in line. We're waiting for it to get started. The chick in front of us was like, dibsed 7 for like her and her friends and all of her daughters who were not in line. And we didn't get in that. It filled up. And also it filled up with 7 people. So I was like, what the heck? Like, why are you doing group activities during busy spring break and you only have 7 slots and it's first come, first serve?
Yeah.
Because I was over there asking where it is. And, oh, it'll be over by the pool. So I'm standing over by the pool waiting for this. All of a sudden, this lady just comes on in and talks to somebody and was like in line and, oh, it'll be fun. And it was like three or four of the group, the things were teenage girls. And they're like, come on, girls, don't you want to do this? And they're like, I was like, I want to do it. I should have said that. I was like, I want to do it. So if you don't, that's okay. But it's my dream. I should have done that. But anyway, so that's the stuff that I think if you pay for a higher end resort, you're not going to have those types of things.
I started listening to, speaking kind of body stuff, a client told me to read the book Body Wisdom.
Okay.
So I am starting that. I think you'd really like it. It's very Chasing Brighter. I'm sorry if my Audible starts to play because I wanted to get the info on the book here. It is Body Wisdom by Hillary What did I say?
Notes.
Sorry. Okay. It's The Wisdom of Your Body, Finding Healing, Wholeness, and Connection Through Embodied Living. So I feel like it's a great follow-up to The Body Keeps the Score.
I think
a lot of my clients who, because of trauma, no longer feel connected to their body, I think it's a way she talks about embodiment a lot. How do you have embodied living? How do you get back in your body? And every chapter she has like conversations she wants to initiate with a friend and or an activity to do with someone. She had an eating disorder for a very long time. And so just talking about people who maybe don't like their body. You punish your body. You don't want to be part of your body. Just a lot of different things I think will be interesting. And another book that I'm not going to finish reading, I stopped listening to because it was going to be horrific, is called The Last Thing She Ever Did by Greg Olson. I read another Greg Olson book. So let me just tell you, I don't know what's going to happen. Okay. But she took a whole bunch of Adderall and was studying for her bar exam. She was an attorney. She was in a hurry to get there. She pulls out of the driveway, hit something. It's the neighbor's 3-year-old baby. She grabs a baby and she's like calling for help. She's so freaked out. Her fingers aren't working. She's trying to call 911. All of a sudden she thinks, oh my God, I've had all this Adderall. They're going to get me for this. All my hopes and dreams are dashed. And she starts carrying the baby. And I'm like, I'm out. I don't want to know what shows of the baby. A lot of his books are based on true stories. I don't want to follow up any more of it. But she does not get help for the baby. And I have a feeling she goes and buries him or hides him or does something. And it's based on a true story. It was too much for me.
So that would be a hard pass, obviously, for me.
I quit listening. Because the neighbor was like looking for the little boy. And the person that was driving the car loved the little boy. She was really good friends with the neighbor.
So
I'm not reading it.
I do not like psychological fiction.
Okay.
That's what I've realized. So psychological thrillers, anything of that genre, I've read a couple.
But is that what it's classified as?
Yes. I looked it up. And The Woman in the Window, maybe. Woman on the Train, no. The Last Thing She Told Me, no. Sanitarium, no. Like all the books that are in that genre that people are like, those are the best books.
The book I did was If You Tell. And that was based on a true story of a woman that abused the crap out of her children. But the reason I could finish it is because it starts off with the adult children. And it had said her children wanted this book written. And so I knew they were alive. I was like, okay, they're alive. So you could listen to the horrible things that happened because they're alive right now.
Yes.
I could get through it. Yeah. But with this one, I'm like, no, because it is. It's what turns a person to make poor choices. But anyway, so that's a book I'm reading and a book I'm not reading. Did you have any good reads or are you reading anything good right now?
I read 3 books on vacation. Wow. So I was pretty proud of myself in getting that done. The one that I really liked was Brian's Aunt Romaine. Love her. She gave me a stack of books, which I know I will have to promptly return to her. One of those was a psychological thriller, and I was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I finished Tom Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Cute story. The audio is narrated by Meryl Streep, which was cute. It was a cute book. It's a solid 4 stars. Spy Coast, which was, I love spies, espionage, is like a retired CIA agent thing. So I love that one. Another mystery was from Auntie Romaine, which was called Mercy Falls. It's an old mystery. The thing that's cool about it is it's about a sheriff, but he's Native American in like Minnesota. And I think certain books have a vibe of something you like. If you read a fiction that's about art collectors and you love art or opera or whatever those things are, that it like really resonates with you. But the book I'm reading right now that I haven't finished yet, I bought it at the airport. It's called The Phoenix Crown. And it's cool because it's a joint novel by Kate Quinn, who I don't know if you know a lot of her books. If you've read, she's much into historical fiction, like The Alice Network, The Rose Code, The Huntress.
Oh, I read The Alice Network. Yeah. That's
a good book. I like some of her books. So she partnered with Janie Chang, who is another well-known author who has written things that are a little older. I don't know. Porcelain
Moon.
When
you discover a new author and then you deep dive into all their
books. So it's cool. It's historical fiction based in San Francisco. So I started reading that. So I think I dabble between mysteries and historical fiction. And
I have a book for you I'm reading. I think I'm halfway through, so I don't know the end yet, but it's called The Lost Summers of Newport. And I know you will love it because you and I love the Gilded Age. And so it starts out present day where she's renovating this mansion. And then it goes back to the family that bought it in 1899. And then so it goes to 1899, 1957, present day. So it stars 3 different women in this mansion. And so it's fascinating because in 1899, they're new money. And by the 1950s, they're like respected old money. And then present day.
Very interesting.
And the house is by the Breakers. So anyway.
I had one of her books I started reading and I never finished. This one looks really good. And I have a weakness for anything that's like beachy.
Yes. And so I'm reading this one. I'm not listening to it. It's been good. That's been good. And I don't know if you get through modes or I'm in the mode of listening / reading to about 5 books. And so I'm all over the place. But anyway, so
I like having finished a couple like physical books, I forgot how much I really enjoy a physical book
difficult.
Over the audio.
Yes. So I have the Book of the Month Club, and my current book is The Mayor of Maxwell Street.
Okay.
Supposed to be really good. But these are big, thick, heavy, hardback books versus when I'm reading on my Kindle, then my Kindle is on my phone. So yes. I've really been trying really hard to not be on social media. Did you see that book that I got recently? I took a picture of it. I think I told you about it. Okay, so they're big, thick, heavy books, and I can't carry them around. So that's why I like a Kindle, but I love that book. It's really good. There is a new book out, and the kids are making fun of me. It is called The Generation Anxious.
Oh, I did see that.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Sorry. The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness. I know I go to social media, and I know that like when I'm anxious or nervous or bored or whatever, I turn my phone on and go to Instagram. And so I've been really trying really hard to not go to apps and not go to Instagram. And so I've been going to my Kindle on my phone and just read. So if I'm waiting for the kids or doing something, I'm trying to just
read. I like that.
And I could be better about carrying a giant book.
That's like a form of self-care, I feel like. Just figuring out ways to calm the mind.
I've been feeling better. It's weird. I know you don't. I don't know. I don't think you go on social media as much as I do, but it's very weird because I see Dominic and Gabby doing it. It's, oh, there's nothing to do. Let me just scroll on my phone. And I just think that it's, are we not creative and smart enough to do something else? So anyway.
Now, I wanted to talk to you about a couple books that are in my queue, and you can tell me what you think of them. One is The Fourth Wing. Are you hearing all this buzz about The Fourth Wing?
Okay.
It's got 185,000 reviews, out of 5 stars on Amazon.
Let me look.
It's everywhere. Book. Even when I was at the, I love spending time at the airport and like looking at the books.
Okay.
And also because the second one just came out, I might be making this inaccurate, but I believe, so it's going to be a series. And so a lot of people are reading it now, but the second one came out in November. The first one has been out for a while, but it's really starting to catch on now. So it came out in May. So
it looks familiar.
So that's what.
So is it fantasy?
Yes. Which I'm always on the fence about. It has some dragons in it and things.
Okay. I just got, have you heard this book? Because you said fantasy and I decided to go outside my comfort for my March book club. A Fate Inked in Blood.
Have not heard of it.
Okay.
The other book that's on my list. If I see it now, I'll probably see that one.
Now I'll have to read The Fourth Wing, but I hate when the series isn't complete and I have to wait for the next book. Then I end up reading the book before that, before the next book comes out.
Yes. So, that's what I'm interested in with that one. Kristen Hanna, The Women. Did you see that?
I know. I haven't got it yet.
I bet you it's going to be amazing. I just haven't.
Kristen Hanna.
So those are two big ones on my list. Did you read The Housemaid? Do you like it? Do you think I would like it?
Who wrote it?
Frida McFadden.
Yes. Kelly, I read it in one night. I read the entire book in one night.
Now, is it?
And I read
the sequel. You know how I said I don't like psychological? I didn't mind Verity, although it was quite a messed up book. But do you think I would?
You said psychological fiction.
Yes.
This is
psychological
thriller.
Well, those
other books I read.
Okay, but it says it's a jaw-dropping twist. So you think it. Okay.
Okay. I could read psychological fiction. I don't know if I want to read psychological. My issue with that book was that it was nonfiction, psychological nonfiction. However, okay.
Okay, I will try that one.
I read it. So I can get anxiety if I read like a thriller book. I will get a lot of anxiety. And that book, the reason I thought it was so good was because you were like, WTF. I think it was one of those books, I don't remember, where it's you get totally in it the first half. You don't realize it's the first half and it's one character. And it flips the other character and you're like, WTF. So you see it from one side and you think it's this one way and then it's not. And so because it was just so original, and it mustn't be that big of a book because I think I read it in 2 hours, 3 hours.
Okay.
So I loved it and I read the follow-up book. And I think I read more of her books because you're just like, what the hell?
Lean into it. Okay.
But not, no children are murdered. So I'm okay.
That's threshold.
Yes.
Of pain.
Yes. Have you heard of any of these books? I need to deep dive. I did not pick my April books. And also, I can do audiobooks for Book of the Month. So I think I'm going to have to make these audiobooks.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of Darling Girls? thriller, when a body turns up under their former foster home, three sisters must confront their past to keep their names clear. Romance, how to end a love story. Two writers with plenty of shared history end up staffed on the same TV show. Can they write themselves a new ending? All We Were Promised. Pre-Civil War Philadelphia brings together three Black women fighting for abolition in this emotionally riveting drama. We'll already want that one. The Wives, movingly exploring friendship, love, and community. This memoir peers into the unique, tight-knit world of Army Wives. Ooh, that's a memoir. We like memoirs.
Oh, that one came up for me.
It
did?
That
sounds familiar. Okay. Yeah.
Dragon Fruit, a young adult. Hop aboard. We're embarking on a proper adventure with dragons, pirates, island myths, and epic second chances. There's a lot of books. Just for the Summer, Abby Jimenez returns to a rom-com possessing all the fun of a summer fling and the emotional richness of true love. Last one, The Husbands. Not satisfied with your current husband? Just direct him back up to the attic. We'll send down a nice replacement ASAP.
Interesting. The Wives, I think I read about, because it's a memoir from a person who, yeah, they move. Yeah, that one came up for me. Maybe it was just because it was a new release.
Yeah, it's so interesting. My bestie, Julie, listener right now, her wife is in the military, and Julie loves Colorado, and they've had to move a lot, obviously. And they have to move to Omaha.
Oh.
Did I tell you this?
Yes, you did.
And it's so interesting to think about that your partner, you're committing to moving your family all the time.
You have to uproot. Yeah.
All the time. And so anyway, interesting, on Book of the Month, I looked at the audiobooks, and the audiobooks are different. Because of these books are so brand new that you get them early. So an audiobook a lot of times comes out later.
The Wives, for example, The Wives is coming out next week. So that would be an early release.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then that other book, those sound good too. So I got to pick out my books, but obviously we're crazy reading. So we've been reading a lot. And the last thing I want to talk about is, have you heard of Mixbar?
No, tell me about it.
So Gabby is just making these cute little boxes for a friend for their birthday. You buy a box. It's so cute. And then you just put little photos in it, like a magnetic closure wooden box. And you put all their little favorite things in it. And then you like clothespin little pictures of them. And that's what she's doing for their birthday gift. And she was trying to figure out what their favorite things were. And one of the things I saw was like that they had little scents in them. And I was looking up at Target what would have a little scent. And this scent is whipped almond hair and body mist. Hair.
Ooh.
And they also had vanilla. But don't you love almond as much as I love almond?
I like almond.
No? Do you love the scent of almond?
Yeah.
Scent of almond. This is delightful.
Okay.
And I thought it's something you could just keep in your hot car. But I think it's rare that you see a fragranced hair mist.
I agree. I think that sounds intriguing. And I could see the use case for my stinky boys.
Ooh, yeah. My kids all love vanilla. So your boy, I don't know if they love the vanilla.
I think they like anything scented.
Yeah,
for
just
the most part.
And maybe you keep it and then they're not knowing that you're doing it. And then you just spray them.
But I like something like that because sometimes just especially if it lasts long when you get out of the shower, you just spray your whole self with it.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about it because I do like perfume, but I just thought it was cool. It's something different, yeah. Like a mist, a little bit lighter than a perfume. So
we'll put the link in the show notes.
Yeah. So that we talked a lot about books today. I hope listeners, you are looking for good reads because we really got into it today.
We did. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.